It's time for us to bring you our daily mental health check-in, something we do in partnership with SADAG. That's the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. Today, we've got clinical psychologist Candice Cohen, and Candice is covering how to emotionally cope with loneliness.
How can you emotionally deal with loneliness? Well, first thing is to sit with the feeling of loneliness. It might feel weird to let yourself experience the feeling of loneliness when all you want to do is get rid of it. But denying your feelings and telling yourself to get over it can actually make the feeling worse. When you work on accepting your feelings, you actually start to feel a bit better. You can do this by validating the emotion. So for example, you could say to yourself, I am feeling lonely and it's okay to feel this way. Or everyone feels this way from time to time. It is temporary and it will pass. And then to practice what you preach and try to talk to yourself like you would to a friend. Empathize and say to yourself, I'm sorry you feel this way, but it will pass. Write it down. Writing is a great way to battle loneliness, as it helps you to process your emotions and get a clearer idea of where your head's at. Whether it's scribbling thoughts down in a notebook, writing down song lyrics, or collecting what's on your mind and downloading it into a Word document and onto your phone, writing is a useful way to deal with the feelings of isolation. You may need to challenge your anxious thinking. Try avoid thinking too much about the future or worst case scenarios. Forecasting can trigger anxiety. So instead of saying to yourself, I'll never recover, try tell yourself, I will make it through this. Try practicing some mindfulness. You could watch videos on guided meditation and yoga. There are plenty downloadable apps which one can use. Practice gratitude. Studies suggest that finding something to be grateful for every day improves our mood. So write down something. Maybe finding gratefulness in what healthcare workers have done to keep us safe. Maybe it's family, friends, or the roof over your head. Try taking on a new perspective, saying to yourself that this is a unique situation that we're in, but it is temporary. Many people are on a slower timetable right now, and it's okay to slow your pace down too.